Hello.
Hello, sir. Good evening. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
For what is this?
It's mostly a survey about elections. For example, the first question does ask, sir, are you registered to vote at this address in Texas?
I am.
Oh, great. There will be a Democratic primary election in March 2024 for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz. And for local offices like state legislator, would you say you're definitely going to vote, probably going to vote, or not going to vote, sir?
Yeah, I vote every election.
Okay. And, well, I just want to know if your answer right now would be favorable or unfavorable opinion towards the following people and organizations. For example, the Houston Independent School District, or HISD, would you say you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards them?
It doesn't really matter. I don't live in the school district.
You don't live in – you're not registered to vote in Texas, sir?
I am, but Houston's not my school district.
That's okay. What about Joyce Chapman, sir? Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards her?
Don't even know who that is.
No problem. Clint Van Horn, do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
No, don't know who that is.
Sheila Jackson Lee, do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards her?
Favorable.
Would you say very or somewhat?
I guess somewhat.
What about Harold Dutton? Would you say you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
I mean, he's been our representative for several years.
Mm-hmm. Would you say favorable or unfavorable, sir? Opinion towards
I guess.
Him?
Neutral, I guess.
Because you can as well answer very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable.
I guess favorable. There's no in-between. We've designed
no.
The survey.
It's okay. Well, you can either say very favorable or somewhat favorable. Which would you go for?
Just the somewhat favorable.
What about Danny Norris? Would you say you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
I don't even know who that is.
No problem. Moving on, sir. Well, as you may know, the state of Texas has taken over the running of the Houston Independent School District. Which of these is closer to your opinion? Support a state takeover because HISD schools are failing our kids and working conditions for teachers and staff are dangerous? Or oppose a state takeover because our local community and elected leaders know best how to run our schools?
The second option.
The second. All right. Moving on quickly. In March, there will be a Democratic primary for the Texas State House. Which of these four candidates would you vote for if you had to choose today? I have Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Van Horn, or Danny Norris?
I don't know. Probably none of them.
Would you lean more towards any of them?
Not really.
Okay. And, well, there's a few statements about the current longtime state representative, Harold Dutton, and his record. I just want to rate your reaction to each as either positive or negative. For example, the first one says, Harold Dutton has led the fight to provide free health care to uninsured lower-income Texans paid for by free federal government Medicaid money. Do you find that statement as something positive or negative, sir?
I mean, it sounds positive, but I don't think he's actually done that.
Oh, well, would you say your reaction to this is very positive or somewhat positive?
I think the question's skewed because I don't think he's actually done the thing. I mean, it's a positive initiative if that were to actually be the case.
Oh, okay, so we're just evaluating your reaction to each of them. So that's what I was asking, if you had a positive or negative reaction toward the statement.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to say negative because it's just
okay.
Not true.
No problem. Would you say somewhat negative or very negative?
Just very negative. The question's incorrect. I mean, it's just...
No problem, sir. Remember your opinion...
false premise being asked.
How about this one, sir? He voted for a cut in property taxes that gives a bigger percentage cost savings to lower and middle income homeowners. Does this make you react positive or negative?
A property tax cut, I think that was something that was done on a constitutional amendment this past election. I don't know if the state representative had anything to do with it. I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, I guess it's a positive, lower taxes.
All right. Would that be very positive or somewhat positive?
Very positive.
What about this one, sir? Harold Dalton supports the state takeover of the HISD schools and wrote the law allowing the state to do it. Does that make you have a positive reaction or a negative reaction?
Well, I know he was the author of it, yeah. So that's a negative, though. Yeah,
okay,
very strong negative.
Very negative. Okay, what about this one? He's fighting against the extreme Republicans' ban on abortion rights by voting consistently to stop laws that criminalize doctors who provide life-saving care to pregnant women in trouble and ban women from getting an abortion, even in cases of rape or incest. Does this reaction make you be positive or negative?
If that were the case, yeah, that would be very positive.
All right. What about this one, sir? Dalton voted work to stop. I'm sorry, sir. Dalton voted to create more affordable housing in Houston. Does that make you react positive or negative?
It doesn't really affect me because I don't live in Houston.
Okay. What about this one, sir? Harold Dalton worked to stop Governor Abbott's extreme plan to defund public education through his voucher scheme. Does this make you react positive or negative?
That would be positive, but I don't think that's true of this state representative.
Well, since you said positive, would that be very positive or somewhat positive?
Very positive.
What about this one, sir? Representative Dalton was the only Democrat in the state House to not support the impeachment of Attorney General Ken Paxton, who was accused by his own staff of personally profiting from his office and helping a wealthy campaign contributor avoid prosecution. Does this statement make you feel positive or negative?
That he did support impeachment or did not support impeachment?
Mm-hmm. Let me read again, sir. It says, Representative Dalton was the only Democrat in the state house to not support the impeachment of Attorney
General. Oh, okay. So that's negative, very strongly negative. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so far for your responses, sir. Moving on quickly. Based on this information, which of the following four candidates would you vote for in the upcoming Democratic primary for State House if you had to choose today? I have Joyce Chapman, Harold Dalton, Clint Van Horn, or Danny Norris.
Are any of them actually running? Because they haven't even made it into our precinct to come and visit.
Well, it doesn't say, sir. The survey doesn't say, but if you had to choose, which would you lean forward or vote for? Would you say Joyce Chapman, Harold Dalton, Clint Van Horn, or Danny Norris?
I guess none of them.
Okay, no problem. And these last questions, sir. All right, moving on quickly. Would you say your age is 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and up?
What were the options?
30 to 39, or the first one?
The first one, yeah.
Oh, okay. And do you own or rent your current place of residence?
Own.
Okay. Do you consider yourself to be African American or black?
No.
Okay. Do you consider yourself to be Mexican or Hispanic or Latino heritage?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any children currently in local public schools?
No.
No. All right. And do you have any grandchildren who attend local public schools?
No.
Okay. And that will conclude the survey, sir. Thank you so much for your responses. They were so helpful to me, sir. Thank you, sir. Have a nice day. Thank you.
All right. Bye.